It is 8:40 on your Wednesday morning, and if you're a regular listener, you know the drill. It is Art About Town time, where we take you on a bit of a lucky dip at one of the art exhibitions happening around this glory city this weekend. Now, Storblup is a new site-specific installation by Sydney-based artist Margaret Roberts. It's opening at Articulate Project Space in Leichhardt from this Saturday. And Margaret joins us this morning to tell us more about her new work. Margaret, thank you for coming in this morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, Uli. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, great to have you here. So, tell us a little bit about Storblup. What can people expect when they come along?
Okay, well, they see a large drawing on the floor, which is about 10 metres by 2.5 at the moment. I might expand it over time. And it's made up of an arrangement of the segment, the remnants of site-specific artworks that I have done over the last decade or so. And at the moment, they're all flat shapes laid out on the floor, and it has a little bit of a 1920s look about it because that's connected to those works. But I'm going to be changing that this week and next week perhaps again. So it might be different if you come along a few times.
At different times. And so when you say remnants of previous installations, is that like bits of packing, or is it like signage, or what are the components?
Right. Well, the components that are there now are flat shapes made of wood and painted, because that's what I used in those particular installations.
Okay.
So there's some, you know, like 1.2 metres by, you know, 300 or something painted in different shapes which have been cut out. That's why it looks a bit 1920s abstract art sort of thing at the moment. But there'll be other things which are three-dimensional, you know, things on wheels. There's a whole lot of paper things which will be laid on top of each other which are cut out shapes. So I'm a bit of a shape fanatic, I have to confess, which is partly why I like the Blup so much.
Yes.
So the Blup is half the work, and the other half is these remnants. And it's partly because I'm left with when you pull an artwork down, you're left with a whole lot of stuff. And one option is to throw it out, and the other option is to keep it. And so I've kept it, and I've now got a lot of it. So I'm sort of recycling these remnants.
Yeah, right.
In this work.
And let's talk about the Blup, because that's a universal existing shape, which I didn't realise until I was speaking with you this morning. And so the Blup is like a rectangle with a semicircle on either end. Mm-hmm. You had a beautiful one. I like to think of cardboard boxes, when you push out the handily bit on the end, that shape is the Blup. Is that what you were showing me this morning?
That's exactly it. I've got a small Blup here from a little case that someone pushed out and gave to me and said, there's a Blup. And if you look around, you'll usually find a Blup somewhere in your room, like door handles. It's surprisingly everywhere.
Even glasses cases was
glasses
the one you
cases,
were showing me
I just
me
discovered
before.
This morning. Yeah. I've been staring at this glasses case for I don't know how many years, and now this morning I realised it's a Blup. So that's what happens with the Blup. It's sort of everywhere, but you don't see it because you don't think of it as a Blup. You think of it as a glasses case or a door handle or something. And so he took this Blup, this is Richard Archweger, and started using it not out in the world where we walk around and have breakfast and things, but in galleries, in art spaces where the physical space that you walk around in is normally not valued. It's not important because it's just there to hold the pictures up or the sculptures or something. And so he started just sticking it randomly on ceilings and walls and floors and everything. It's sort of like saying that there's ordinary space in here, in this exhibition space as well. And so I'm sort of taking his use of that Blup, and so the shape is really common, but I think he didn't seem to realise that. He thought he invented it, but which of course he did, in the sense that he gave it this in particular meaning, and the name as well. But I'm taking it back out into the world, even though it's still in a sort of a gallery, to use it in the same sort of way he used it in a gallery, but is to say that the place that we are in is actually important. And this is what site-specific art usually does. You know, it includes the physical place in the work to say that the work is giving importance to the place just as much as it's, you know, an arrangement of things in that space or whatever. So I'm using it in that way as well to sort of encourage people to believe that the place that we live in has value, because we need to start protecting the environment, and the environment's everywhere.
We absolutely do. And I love, we were talking off air before, and I love that concept where you were like, you know, we rush through places, like we don't recognize, or like you say, acknowledge or value that the place that you're in or the place that you're passing through is actually of value. Yeah. and is of importance. Mm. And I love this concept that, you know, particularly with the work Storblip, that you're putting back value and importance on spaces that were, nominal, or were just unconsidered.
That's
before.
Right. Taken for granted.
Yeah, taken for granted.
Unnoticed. Yes, all those things.
All those words.
That's
that
right.
is so good. Okay. Yes. So it opens this weekend. Mm-hmm. How long is it open for?
It's open for 3 weeks. So it's open until the 15th of May. And normally Articulate is open only for anyone who knows Articulate. It's normally Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But we are extending it till Wednesday. And when I say we, it's because the other really interesting thing about this, it's as coincidental, is that Sandy Edwards, who anyone in the art world would know really well, who's a fantastic photographer who ran Stills Gallery for so long, she's doing a project upstairs at the same time as me. And just coincidentally, she's also working with her archive of 20 or 30, whatever it is, years of accumulated work. So together we're doing a broad similar sort of thing, doing it in different ways, but come along and see Sandy as well.
Yeah, two great exhibitions in one spot in Leichhardt. Oh my God, Margaret Roberts, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's been fascinating learning more about your work, and we will put all of those details in terms of location and open dates on the 2SER website when we post the story, so people can get along and check it out there.
Thank you very much, really.